My name is Alan Mainwaring, and I've been here at the lab for about 5 years. One of the projects I'm currently working on is a low-cost steerable antenna, which will work with the rural communications platform that's also been developed here. There's a lot of interest in using, as off-the-shelf as possible, devices and hardware to bring Wi-Fi connectivity, for example, into sort of underserved, not served at all, rural communities and villages in places like India or Africa. And because Wi-Fi is being used very often and the transmission power is quite low, these activities almost always require some type of directional antenna. And when you have these high-gain directional antennas, it's sometimes a challenge just to get them pointed at each other so that you have a reasonable wireless link. So we got to thinking maybe there is some way to do like an electrical alignment where you get these antennas set up and they're approximately pointed at each other. But then through algorithms, through software, you do the fine-tuning so that you get sort of the best possible channel established between them. And it turns out the same sort of antenna design that we started with has some other features. For example, because it can move its beam, think of it as left and right and up and down, not only should it simplify the installation and the maintenance of some of these links, but you could potentially share one antenna across two different stations. So perhaps you have an antenna on a hilltop, it's inside of two villages, and rather than having a bigger, more expensive, heavier tower with several antennas on it, perhaps you can have a lighter weight, lower cost tower with a single antenna that's effectively time sliced or shared between these different communities that you want to service.
What kind of situation are we talking about right now when it comes to underserved areas? How underserved are they? Are there places in the world right now where they're just simply, there's just nothing?
Absolutely. So the one of the groups we work with at UC Berkeley, the TIER group, has set up these sort of grassroots Wi-Fi networks in villages in India, where it's the first internet connection. It's the first place you can attach a voice over IP phone. And the impact this can have is quite significant. For example, a farmer may know what the actual price of grain is on a day instead of the government price that's only updated or sort of broadcast every few weeks. So suddenly you might be able to get twice as much money for your crops. There are telemedicine applications that are being done right now with the diagnosis of various eye disorders. There are a number of immediate benefits that come from these kind of systems.
What's interesting is that even in this country, the internet used as a place to go get games or to get stock reports or news or that sort of thing, that's something that we're very used to in the West. But amongst people in Central America or whatever, we don't think that there would be that much of a draw for the internet to be able to get that kind of information, and yet it is very attractive.
Yeah, the focus may not be about the internet per se, but if you're a fisherman, it can really pay off to know if there's a storm coming and maybe you shouldn't just go out to sea that day. If you're a farmer, being able to hold a leaf that's being eaten by some sort of critter under a camera and have some expert in a remote city tell you, oh, this is what's happening, this is what you should do to save your crop. If you have, health problems, there are diagnoses that can be done remotely. There are many very concrete benefits that can be realized right away with this actually quite common technology.
A lot of research is long-term, takes 5-10 years for it to have an impact. But it sounds like this kind of research could have an impact next year.
It could. There are some practical benefits. We hope to actually do some deployments in India middle of the summer. At the same time, some of the electrodynamic simulations that we have to do, some of the algorithms that are involved, are really quite hard, and they're the sort of topics that one could study and think about and work on for a number of years. So it's a nice combination of potential near-term impact as well as sort of longer-term, very nice research problems. So it's a good combination.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for giving me at least 5 minutes here to chat about some of your work.
You're welcome. Thank you.